Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
The champ is here.
And make some noise.
The champ came with a chandelier.
Listen, he is one of the greatest investors and business people of all time. He does not have to be here, but he loves us and the culture. Say, I love you, Floyd. Thank you for being here. Let's go.
Thank you for coming, brother. I appreciate this, man. How's the game?
This is dope for us.
Appreciate
man.
You. So I should have gave my little money away way faster.
Yeah, it might be different.
Like, man, give away that watch.
It ain't gonna be as impressive now, Ian.
So I want to get right into it, Floyd. So I'm a fan of the sport, and I'm a fan of like boxing. I actually watch boxing. So let's talk about this. You changed the game when you bet on yourself, right?
Yes.
I believe you brought yourself out of your contract with Bob Arum for $20 million. I think it was before or after the De La Hoya fight?
Well, no, I bought myself out of my contract at that particular time for $750,000.
Okay.
And then once I left them with the Manny Pacquiao fight, the Canelo, and the McGregor, I made $750 million from three fights.
Clap it up for that.
So what made you want to buy yourself out of the contract? What made you have the vision to become your own boss? Because now, you know, it's easy to see it, but at the time it wasn't, you know, I think Bob Arum didn't think it was going to work. He had some comments about that, right?
I just had vision, you know, I didn't want to just... I'm sorry. Well, I had vision and I didn't just want to be promoted in one area. I wanted the money to be spread out so I can be promoted all around the world.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to be worldwide. So I think they kind of had me in a chokehold, and I didn't want to be in a chokehold. So I took it upon myself to buy myself out of my contract and gamble on myself and to become my own boss. And that's what I did.
In the biggest way.
I love it.
Floyd, now, your dad showed you around the ropes in the ring. Obviously, your late uncle showed you the ropes in boxing as well. But I'm interested in who showed you the ropes in business, right? We hear about Al Haymon. He's one of those guys we've never seen. How did that relationship develop? How'd you foster it?
Well, actually, how I met Al Haymon. You know, a lot of people in this room, you know, you guys need to do your homework. You know, so everyone should know Al Haymon. This guy is a shrewd businessman, unbelievable, just mentor. He's like a second father. So for years, I kept hearing his name, kept hearing his name. He wanted to get involved in boxing, and he's just like myself. He's a chess player. So his ultimate goal was to get the fighter that he seen, that he knew was going to be the biggest. And then he knew that all the rest of the fighters would follow. And then once that happened, you know, of course, we started off as he was my manager. Then eventually we became business partners. And now we have somewhere upwards of 400 fighters.
Wow. That's incredible. I was first introduced to your work ethic in my hometown. There was a fighter named Angel Man Freddy that you kind of dog walked, right? So shout out Angel. Shout out to everybody from East Chicago and Gary. Hey, let's make some noise. But I've always wanted to ask you this question because I talk to everyone here about mastering their craft and being consistent.
Yes.
In your prime, give me the honest answer, brother. How many hours a day were you working on your craft to be the best in the world?
I can't really say, you know, the hate, the jealousy was a part of the motivation.
It fueled you?
Yeah. I mean, I needed it. You know, I needed the doubters.
Yeah.
That made me push and work extremely hard each and every day. Floyd can't do this, he can't do that. But my ultimate goal was just to pull my mother out of poverty.
Yeah.
Help my grandmother, put her in a better
position. Clap it up for that, that's what it's about.
You know, I think the people always see just, you know, the flashiness.
Yeah.
But it took a lot of hard work from
dedication.
So, you know,
dedication.
You know, I had my first fight in 1987.
Wow.
You know, 1987. Every day, you know, I really have to take my hat off to my father. Great businessman. Yeah. I mean, just, I love him to death. You know, because if it wasn't for my father, I wouldn't be where I'm at. My dad told me, you know, the first thing he taught me, the less you get hit, the longer you're going to be able to last.
Defense first and investing too.
Yes,
listen,
actually, and every day my dad would go out and hustle. Of course, my dad, because his career didn't turn out like he wanted his career to turn out.
Yeah.
So my dad would hustle every day. But one thing that my dad, he took time out every day to take me to the boxing gym.
Wow.
And from 1987 all the way to 1993, my dad was working with me. Then eventually, he caught a case a federal case. Yeah. He went to prison, and I kept working hard, went to the Olympics. After the Olympics, I moved to Vegas, started working with my Uncle Roger.
Yeah.
And nothing happens overnight. We took our time, we worked, we pushed and we worked, and we broke records.
Listen, they saw you running 2 years ago.
Well, I'm gonna tell them a story. So this is extremely important. I wanna talk about discipline and work ethic, because that's true in anything you do, right? No matter what, you have to be disciplined and work ethic. And I don't feel anybody is born disciplined, you learn discipline. And the crazy thing is, the first time I ever saw you was like 3 years ago. I was in Miami, and I was driving, it was probably like 12 o'clock at night, and we was coming from a restaurant, and I was driving back to Fountain Blue to get changed to go out to the club. Literally, this is just a random Friday, yeah. 12 o'clock at night. And I'm driving, and I see somebody running opposite of traffic.
How many years ago was this, please?
It was like 3 years ago, that's what I'm saying. So I see somebody running opposite of traffic, and as I get closer, I'm like, it's Champ. It was by himself. And it was so crazy because you weren't training for a fight. You were actually already, I think he was already retired. But it's like you're running up hundreds of millions of dollars, 50-0, not training for a fight. And you're still running at 12 o'clock at night randomly in Miami. So it's like, talk about that level of discipline and commitment, because they see the jewelry, they see the chain, they see the lifestyle. But I don't think that they understand the commitment that you've put in for your whole entire life.
Well, my philosophy, I just look at it like this. When you just look out here in the world today, you have Mexicans support Mexicans, Puerto Ricans support Puerto Ricans, Dominicans support Dominicans, Chinese support Chinese, Japanese support Japanese. But when it comes to blacks, we tear each other down.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me. YahooFinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Yeah.
And so my philosophy has been never stop getting it. So when you look at Bill Gates, you look at Warren Buffett, you look at these guys, and you see these guys, they can be in their 70s, 80s, and you can look at the Waltons family that own, you know, Walmart and Walgreens. They can continue to make money when they're 80, 90. But we never had nothing to say. You know, when I go out and do just exhibitions, or I come do speaking engagements, or I make an appearance, then it's like, oh, Floyd Mayweather is hurting for money. No, it's just that retirement for everyone, for each and every one of us, is different. My retirement is to do what I want to do.
Yes.
As long as I'm happy.
Clap it up for that.
And, you know, I don't always talk about different things that I'm doing. You know, what I'm working on right now in New York City, I know you guys, if you guys haven't seen one of my buildings, is One Summit, you know.
Yes.
You know, it's it's one of the tallest commercial buildings in the world. So just in New York alone, I got 9 skyscrapers.
Yeah.
What's the address of that building?
I don't know that one by heart. So what I'm working on, I want you guys to know this. I got a casino coming to New York City in Times Square.
Wow.
That's, you're part of that. Yeah.
Clap it up for that. That's incredible.
That's big.
That's huge.
I just saw that. Caesars.
Yes, I got a casino. SL Green is a company that I've been working with for so many years. And Andrew Mathias, you know, great business guy. This is what he told me one day. We took a walk. We was in New York. We was taking a walk. He said, you see that building right there? He said, yeah. We said, we own that. You see this building? We own it. So we was walking and walking. Then he said, you know, a boxer makes money when he boxing. A football player makes money when he playing football. Basketball player makes money when he playing basketball. He said, but New York real estate, you make money when you sleep. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes.
That's a bar.
That's a big one.
So I said, okay. So I started off something small with him in the beginning. You know, I started off probably $5 million. That was just in the beginning. That was years ago.
Something small.
Yeah. Well, at the time, what was the percentage of your net worth that was, like, roughly?
Well, actually, at that particular time, even though that was so many years ago, I mean, years and years. So just off that $5 million, I was getting, on the 18th every month, I would get a good check.
Like
20% return?
Like what, like somebody's yearly 100%. Salary good check?
It was good money for that.
Okay.
Put it like this. Yeah. Everything isn't for everybody.
True.
So I'm going to help these people. I'm going to give them jewels. I'm going to drop jewels. I'm going to teach them about generational wealth. I'm going to talk about my life, my ups, my downs. But everything ain't for everybody.
Gotcha.
True.
You know, some people say Mayweather worth $100 million. Some say $200 million. Some say $1 billion. Nobody would never really know. Because I'm doing business worldwide.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. I got. So. As you were talking, I slowly tucked my Rolex under my sleeve.
I know, right?
Sky.
Yeah, a little sky. I mean, it ain't the chandelier that you're wearing, but. I'm always interested.
Johnny still got his out there.
Presidential.
You brought the little Prezi out. Yeah.
It's not little.
I say little.
It's not little. That's a 40.
People.
Yeah. That's a 40. Yeah.
Money knows.
Yeah. Now we ain't nothing little over here. It's the biggest. With the best.
Let him know but the prices I'm
I brought mine out.
I mean, that's what, 18 million?
Chandelier.
18
million.
How much in value has that went up since you got it?
I don't really know.
Well, I brought that up for a reason, right? Because a lot of times people will see the lavish spending, right? Yeah. They don't see the business side of you. And so I wonder, is there a balance that you have or something like a check off where you're like, all right, if I've accumulated this, I'll now treat myself. Is there a balance when it comes to investing versus your spending?
We should all treat ourselves.
Absolutely.
Hey.
But this is my advice to everyone in this room. My advice, please take it. If you make $100,000, put $50,000 up.
Yes.
You make, if you make $2 million, put $1 million up. Cause I believe in putting up money for a rainy day, cause you don't ever know what can happen. Yeah. A lot of us didn't expect for the pandemic to happen. You know, shit happens.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that I'm happy that I made smart investments and I was good through the whole pandemic, and I make sure my whole staff and my team was good. But everyone is not me, but I'm gonna push. I'm here to push everybody, to tell everybody, every day we wake up, we got a chance and we got a choice. All any of us can be great. You know, just because what I feel is great, you may not feel as great.
What's great to you on a daily? What
is great to me? Just being able to, you know, we take things for granted.
Yes.
You know, being able to see, you know, having 10 fingers, having 10 toes, being able to walk, you know, being able to taste, being able to smell. Because if we look at it, because I was speaking to a guy the other day, and he was telling me about committing suicide. I'm like, yo, you tripping.
Yeah.
You know, imagine all the people that's not in your predicament.
Yeah.
They got a choice and got a chance where someone got to help them walk. You know, they got to have a tube to talk. So we take a lot of things for granted, you know, just in life, just in general. And I don't take nothing for granted. And you say, what's great? Just being able to spend time with my children, pushing them to be great, telling them whatever you want to accomplish in life, go for it. I'm not telling you to be like me. Be better than me.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, as far as on the business side, you transitioned the game of boxing, the sport of boxing, and 24/7.
Yes.
That's your idea.
A show that I created, yes.
And then now you see UFC doing it.
Everybody remixing it.
So what was in your brain?
Well, it's a lot of things I created. You know, nobody would be putting the money to the air if it wasn't for me. It's a lot of things.
Tell us about what you created in IP.
You created the money phone. There it is.
So 24/7. So what gave you that idea to chronicle your training camp and all of that?
Just being outside the box, you know, not wanting to be like everyone else. Like sometimes you may see, I may post a photo of, it's more like, it's okay to be different. Just because I may not dress like everyone else, they're like, oh, we don't like this. Well, if you're not worldwide, you're just domestic.
Hey, say we want to be worldwide.
If you're doing, you know, you gotta realize I'm cutting deals worldwide each and every day. I'm all around the world cutting deals. You know, I just was just in
Abu Dhabi and Dubai.
Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Rome, Israel, and I'm jet setting. It's not really bragging if you're really doing it. So I'm really doing it, so I'm not bragging. So most of the time you see, you know, on social media is to post. It's your platform to post what you want to post. It's my platform. So only thing I'm doing is posting what I really have. So when you see a garage with a ton of black cars, that's just one of my houses. Those are my cars. But guess what? The same people in this room can have the same stuff.
So yes. Like when you saw, because you used to be Pretty Boy Floyd.
Absolutely.
And you was extremely successful, but you changed to Money Mayweather, and that changed the game. So when you transitioned that, were you looking at it like, I know people's going to hate, but this is good marketing, and this is what I need to take my career to the next level. No more Pretty Boy, now it's money.
So I want to get this right.
Write this down.
I just want to get this right. So I'm a kid that comes from poverty, comes from nothing. Seven of us in a one-bedroom, mother on drugs, dad career didn't go good. Dad ended up in prison, and I beat all odds and worked extremely hard to get it the legal way. And I'm proud to boast and brag about getting the legal way.
Slap it up for that.
Let's not discount that.
So now, my own people is like, fuck him. We don't like him because he's successful.
Too clean cut.
If I thought everybody in this room wanted to be a winner in life.
Y'all want to be winners? Say I'm a winner.
So if we want to be winners, we only can follow winners. I mean, I'm not the one to knock anyone. You know, whatever you want to do in life, go for it. You know, I just can't be stopped. Whatever I put my mind to do, I can do.
Yeah.
You know, you know, when I was walking in New York as a kid, did I ever think that I was going to own a skyscraper? I didn't think about it, yeah. But now I do. 09.
That's incredible. Can you talk to us about maybe one of the biggest lessons you learned from Leonard Ellerbe? One you may have taken away from Vince McMahon, and then someone else who's a mentor to you that's had an impact in your career.
Well, they say you are the five people that you surround yourself with, that's who you are.
Yes.
So, of course, Roy Disney is one of my friends who owns Walt Disney World. Yeah. Robert Smith, the richest black man in America.
Yes.
Mark Holliday from SL Green. Al Heyman, all these guys are, it's not just the money.
Yeah.
You know, I've dealt with millions and billions of dollars. It's about building relationships.
Yeah. Sadie, talk about that. And he always mentions that.
It's not really the money, because you can make a lot of money, but if you don't have a game plan, you're rich. You're not wealthy, because rich is when you got it for a short period of time. Wealth is long term.
Yeah. Mm.
So, one of the things that we've noticed.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But it's obviously, you said you were in Dubai, in Abu Dhabi. We saw you there. Is that you're doing business deals. Like, I see the exhibition fights, but I'm like, he's just doing that. But there's something bigger going on. Obviously, I think it's the deals. And so when you're looking at, what are you looking for when deals come across to you, right? Because I'm sure there's probably a team that says, all right, Floyd, we have this. What are you looking for to say, all right, yes, we're going with this? Because, I mean, 9 skyscrapers, that's pretty impressive, man.
I don't want to be the only smart person with my team. So I got to choose. It's chess. Mm-hmm. It's real life chess out here in the world. So I want to make sure that, you know, I got smart individuals that's around me that's going to tell me, that's not smart. You know, I've been working on buying an NBA team outright. You know, there's a difference between...
Clap it up for that.
We look... You know, me and actually one of my other business partners, Brent Johnson, he's here. So we've been working on the NBA team for a while now. You know, it's kind of... It's rough.
Vegas?
It could be the Vegas franchise. It could be the Seattle franchise.
Yeah.
Or I could be buying a franchise that's already up and running.
Mm. Gotcha.
So the first offer, we offered them a little bit over $2 billion for majority ownership. Do I have it? Absolutely, I have it. But
clap it up for that.
Of course, are you kidding me?
But it didn't happen. It didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight. Mm. It's a lot when you have so many different businesses all around the world, actually. It's a lot. It's not easy.
Can I just follow that really quick? Because I wonder, when you walk into a business deal, right, are they respecting you as Floyd Mayweather, the businessman, or are they looking at you as Floyd Mayweather, the Hall of Fame boxer, the greatest of all time? Exactly, right, TB? What is that like for you?
Well, I had to be somewhat intelligent and smart to be able to make $100 million and $300 million. And actually, at my age now, I'm still going out there picking up $20 and $30 million for 15 minutes and 20 minutes. I'm able.
Greatest trade ever. So clap it up.
So it's obvious.
Fun numbers.
It's obvious that I'm the smart one if I'm able to make the people pay and I'm beating YouTubers.
Good point.
So let me ask you this. This is one thing that I always admired about you. I don't think you got enough credit for, because you hear we always see LeBron always getting credit for working with his team or black young men. But when I look at you and you see Al Haymon and Leonard Ellerbe, and your circle is all black as far as on that business side, on the boxing, like the forefront people. So you were early on that. And was that important to you, or you just, it just kind of happened that way?
Well, of course, I'm going to always love my people first. Always. But in business, you know, I got to think about my family first. I got to think about my grandson, my daughter,
yeah,
my two daughters, my two sons. I got to think about them first. So when it comes to business, it's not no certain color. I work with everybody. It just like that. But far as my team, it just ended up, you know, my team, I have a real diverse team. You know, we got people from all walks of life that's on my team that I'm with every day. And I love my team. But when it comes to business, I do business with everyone, honestly speaking.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Quick question for you. You talked about using the hate as fuel, and it's something that I struggle with, but I also use it as fuel. At what point does using negative energy become detrimental to your life? Or do you think it's because we grow with childhood traumas that makes us activate a higher gear when we hear something negative towards us?
Well, they say if you want to, going back and forth, and I really want to apologize, because a lot of times I go back and, you know, I was always on the internet, I was always the reaction. I wasn't the action, because I never, like I said before, I love my people first.
Yeah.
I'm never going, you know, but sometimes you can shoot at me, and I really won't say nothing, but, you know, I got to shoot back. You know, I got to teach my children and my family how to defend themselves, you know, not just in the ring. So a lot of times when people don't really like when you continue to be successful, you know, it's even like a woman. A woman can be in your life and she's no longer in your life, and she can think that, you know, the grass is green on the other side. She think that you're not going to continue to be successful.
Shout out to my exes. you could have been here with me and Floyd and Troy and Rashad, but shout out Bae.
But you chose otherwise.
And it's nothing that works both ways. So I don't want to be in this room. I don't want to be biased. It works both ways.
True.
You know, a lot of times, a man like me, I've never been with a woman, and when we went our separate ways, I was like, oh, I don't want to see her be successful. More power to you.
Yeah.
That's not going to change everything that I got. That's not going to change my drive and my desire to be great at whatever to be great at whatever investments I'm trying to do or whatever I'm trying to go for in life.
How do you deal with, you know, managing people? Because you obviously, you know, have Mayweather Promotions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you set the precedent for boxers, you know, becoming their own boss. And you have one of the greatest young talents on your stable, Gervonta Davis. But I seen recently that he's actually looking to leave. So how does that relationship work? How does that work as far as, you know, grooming somebody, getting them to a point, and then having some differences?
I've always been a gentleman. I've always been respectful. And there's nothing like taking a kid that come from the same background as you and helping them and put them in a position to become a multimillionaire. You know, you meet a kid, he come up to you for an autograph. You sign an autograph for him, then I tell him, in a few years when you get older, I'm gonna work with you and I'm gonna make you world champion someday. Years later, I started working with him, helped him, pushed him to be great. And if he feels like, you know, his wings, he's grew wings where he can fly and become his own boss, more power to him.
Okay. From your standpoint,
because that's not going to. I didn't get into the sport of boxing, you know, after I retired, to not want to see fighters grow. I want to, if he feels like he can surpass Floyd Mayweather or be the next Floyd Mayweather, I'm here to push you. Go for it.
Yeah, from that, true. Clap it up for that. But that, I'm looking at it from that standpoint as like, that's the sport of boxing, right? Mm-hmm. Like some guys may say that they have some of the skills that you have and probably won't be as great as you, but from the business side of boxing, is there somebody that you think can actually replicate the formula that you've put forth? Because I feel like they used to call De La Hoya the Cash King, and then obviously you have the number one, two, three, and four. Do you have the fifth highest viewed fight? You might. You got four out of the top five, I know,
like
for sure.
This, yeah. Like in the top 10 fights in the history of boxing,
right?
Six of them is mine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Clap it up for that, please.
Clap it up, please.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And so some people, they used to criticize you for that, right? They would say like, oh, look at the style of fight, but people are watching it. And so, from a business standpoint,
Let's get this right.
Go ahead.
Late bloomers. A lot of late bloomers because I had like a 78% knockout ratio when I was at a small weight class.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when you go up, you know, the impact with the weight, when I went from in Olympics in 96, because I turned professional in 96. So, you know, I'm still competing right now. So I've been a professional for 26 years and I'm still able to articulate well, still sharp, still smart. That's one of the great things about my career. They're gonna say, what's the best thing about your career? Well, what the best thing about my career is I retired on my own terms when I wanted to, and I'm my own boss.
Clap it up for that.
The big boss.
Of course, you're investing in real estate. You have TMT Promotions. You have business dealings with CGI. Are you currently investing in the stock market? And if there are any stocks that you are in love with currently at the moment?
I've been lately, you know, I'm going to be honest. It was something small. I was trading the last few months.
Let's go.
I've been making $100,000 a month. I mean, they're just.
Okay. Well, what are you trading?
But it's nothing. It's not like I'm trading that big. Just one of my guys. He's the best at it.
Got you.
But we'll talk about that.
One sec.
Hold on. I'm building up.
Should I read the disclaimer first?
I need everybody to know this. Within the next few months, I'm building up. I got a platform that I got for everyone who wants to invest in the next. And then in the next 20 years, you'll get a great return on your money, because what we don't teach blacks is about long term.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times we think about just right now. You know, it's just like, and we can't knock black athletes that come from poverty and they see Floyd Mayweather with watches and all these cars. They're like, shit, I want that too.
Yeah.
But they must realize it didn't happen overnight. I fought thousands of fights for free before I even turned professional. You know, my first professional fight, even though, you know, I got good money from the company that I signed to, you know, it was a good signing bonus. But for my first fight, I made $25,000, you know, and now, you know, $25,000 is valet money. So
clap that up.
Where are you parking up?
You got a big team.
I got. I'm Floyd Mayweather. I gotta pop a little shit. I gotta talk a little shit.
I thought you were gonna say it was fuel money, but all
right. Valet money. The city of Las Vegas is pretty much, you're like the mayor there. Like, your residency at MGM. All your fights, I think, was at MGM. You got your boxing gym there. You talking about the NBA team. Like, what?
But we don't want to put ourselves in a box. We put ourselves in a box because it looks like I can only go one place Let the world
know. No, for sure.
I sell out worldwide.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. But I'm just saying, you
still.
Yeah. Okay. Still.
Till this day.
But you run Vegas. But my whole point is,
the earth is my turf.
I like to say you run the world, Floyd.
You have to train people how to think about you.
I got to say the earth is my turf because it's so crazy that, you know, you be hearing this stuff nowadays where it's bad for our people when they say, oh, you got to check in. No, a lot of times, how do we have to check in? You know, when they be seeing these guys talk about, well, you got to check in. I got to check in. You don't even own no property in this city. And talking about people got to check in. You got to own something before somebody got to check in.
That's usually how it works. Yeah.
Only thing, say, how can I address if you don't own no property?
Well, I say, I'm only checking in one place when I go to somewhere where I don't have a home. Huh. I'm checking into the hotel.
Rightfully so.
Talk to us just amongst friends. If you had to start over from scratch, and let's say we needed to make $100 million in a year, what would be your blueprint to do so? And can you tell us how you use the jewelry and the lifestyle to market all the businesses? But y'all want to learn how to make $100 or no?
Okay,
y'all not excited enough.
I do want to tell them, but then, I don't want it to get saturated.
Gotcha.
I'm going to tell y'all. How I'm in 36 months, of course, with one of my new investments, I would be making $300 million a month.
But what investment is that?
Just in real estate.
I agree. Got you.
And I'm heavy in real estate. I'm real heavy in real estate. Even though, you know, I got my own liquid. And if that means cash for those, I break it down in layman's terms. Even though I got a lot of cash, OPM.
Okay.
OPM. You don't always have to use your money. That's why it's very important for y'all to make sure y'all keep y'all credit right.
Talk to us about
very that. Important. And so, you know, the blacks, the Hispanics can go out there and get certain loans. I'm also working on me and some of my business partners. I'm getting a bank, actually. So it's so many different things I'm working on.
That's incredible. Clap it up for that.
So I'm able to, so certain individuals able to come to me and get loans so they can start. You know, if you don't want to start big in real estate, start with it like a duplex, get you a fourplex, and then you slowly grow from there.
So, I wonder what your relationship is like with other athletes, right? Because obviously we see you making these business moves, mm-hmm. and obviously we talked about the CGI deal, $250 million deal during COVID. But I don't see many athletes following your blueprint, and I'm almost confused as to why. Why do you think more athletes, more people with, you know, come from entertainment are not following this blueprint that you've laid out very clearly, and you're doing it in real time?
Well, out here in the world today, it has a lot to do with control. You know, even like, I don't want to say, but I believe in having my own brand so no one can mute me out. I believe in standing on my own two feet. I never had to deal with a major, a shoe brand, and I still was able to make over $1 billion. So I get tired of hearing that I need them. You don't need nobody but yourself. Like I said, we all got a choice. We wake up with a choice and a chance every day. I don't need nobody but myself. And of course, I need you guys to continue to support me. But we have to stop always thinking that we need certain brands to solidify us. You know, I have my own brand, and I didn't beat guys that was with a major brand, you know, even like Pacquiao. Pacquiao was with, he was signed to Nike.
Nike, yep.
Right, he had a Nike deal.
Yeah.
But that's not gonna change the outcome.
Talk that talk.
It's not gonna change the outcome.
$270 million later.
No, the three.
$300 million later. Sorry.
You don't short me 30.
It's because the pay-per-view keeps coming in, Floyd. We can't.
Yeah, but.
I gotta update it, man. It keeps coming in.
Yeah, but I was able to do something that, you know, a lot of athletes wasn't able to do. You know, just they believe that they needed someone else instead of just roll the dice, bet on yourself. I'd rather take a chance and bet on myself than betting on anyone else. Yeah.
So last question.
No, last question. The reason why you got to bet on yourself, because every day all of us wake up, we look in the mirror.
Yeah.
You know what we say to ourselves? People will always let you down, but you will never let yourself down.
I love it.
That's a fact.
One question for you. When assembling a team, what are some key things that you look for in people that you're going to bring into your team? And some people call me the master investor, so I got to ask you a question. If I made y'all money, can I get a hell yeah? If I write a check for all losses.
It's the one thing that we have to look for.
Yeah.
There's that trump that's bigger than love. Trust.
Yeah.
Because remember this, I would rather be with a woman that I trust over a woman that I love.
That's big facts.
And they say, well, why is that, Floyd?
No, fellas, clap it up. I know some of y'all days like, you better not listen to Ian.
This is the reason why. We have people that we love. We have people that's in our lives that we love that we don't trust. You can have an uncle or aunt that's on drugs. And you can be gone. You can run to the store and they can come over your house. You call home like, who's there? Uncle Bobby here, my Aunt Anna here. They're like, I'm on my way back. You know why?
That's funny.
You love them, but you don't trust them.
Yeah.
So remember this, it's people that we love that we don't trust. That's why I say trust, it trumps it all.
Make some noise for Floyd Money Mayweather, ladies and gentlemen.